My name's John Kelsey, and I've got a couple of friends of mine on the phone. They are in Central Asia, and they want to talk with you. So please help us expedite this by coming in, be quiet, have a seat, and listen carefully. I want to introduce two friends of mine to you. Their names are Ben and Aaron, and they were at Life Impact in 2002 and 2004. And they are now serving for a couple of years in Central Asia, and they desperately wanted to talk to you. They wanted to share some of the things that God is showing them and how they got where they are now. So, Aaron, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How am I?
Can you all hear Aaron?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Why are you there?
Well, somebody asked me that at dinner today. And, I think for me it's a process of being at school and being around, you know, at different conferences and hearing different people speak about. And I just heard from the word of God's heart for all people everywhere is that, you know, it's not just for Oklahoma, it's just not for the States, but he's about helping people everywhere in the world. And the more I heard that stuff, the more it made sense that, you know, there's less help in these other places where no one has heard the truth and things. And therefore, we need more people there, and why not me? That was kind of my answer to why I'm here. I'll give Ben a chance to answer that too.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's kind of hard to do a one-sided conversation like this. We're here because, well, for a thousand different reasons. The top reason is obviously God's glory and His desire for Himself to receive glory through the joy of His people coming to know Him, coming to realize His character. And obviously, the big problem is that there's so many places in the world where nobody sees, nobody knows. They have no clue who God is, and we're in one of those places right now. And so that's kind of the grandiose picture. That's why we're here. But when it comes down to it, you know, our day-to-day lives are not quite so grandiose, but it comes down to a just an issue of obedience and endurance, like a guy was talking to me about today over dinner. So, but we're here because this is what needs to be done, because God's worth it, because His glory. It's not like it's at stake, as if He's not going to get it, but it's at stake because He's still in the process of gathering it for Himself. This is the piece of that puzzle that we play at this point. I'm going to hand it back over to Aaron.
What I have is, as we've been explaining to people to let us cut in line to use the phone because there's 750 people waiting for our call, that there's so much potential in that room where you guys are at right now, in that hotel, that convention center. And I'm almost tempted to tell you all, as you know, hear about these different speakers and hear from people over different parts of the world, I'm almost tempted to say, don't come. Because I've been learning the hard way recently. This is no joyride. This is no church event with friends. That we are messing with the devil and his power. And we're doing, we're trying to be involved in these amazing things that God wants to do in the hearts of people are so deceived that they don't even understand the words that come out of my mouth. But and I don't even know how to explain these truths to people. And I'm at a, you know, we're at a pretty low point of being out here. We're pretty tired of just a lot of things. And so, you know, we so want to see God raise up more people to love the rest of the world like He does. But people need to really consider what they're doing and see that this is no small task.
Can you give maybe just a little bit of background, guys, as to maybe just briefly what the culture is, or you know, some specific challenges you guys face?
Sure. We live in a Muslim culture. Over 95% maybe of the population claim to be Muslim. Many of them are very nominal. They don't know what that means. They're just kind of their culture, but still very important to be called that for them. We live in the midst of these people. We live in a dorm around these people. people like you guys. They're in and out of our room, it seems, quite a bit. We have conversations with these people and try to understand, try to explain, you know, why we come here, how this Most High God, we believe, wants us to live there now. And they, you know, see it as, why give up, you know, the riches of America or the good life or money to come live in this place that they don't even like. And so it's an interesting culture. I've been affected by communism in the past for 70 years and by a lot of Islamic and Arabic history. And we're here trying to learn it, trying to understand how they think, which is a really big task.
Okay. How about this? What can we do here to encourage you, to support you? What can we do? I mean, there's people out here right now that are thinking, man, this is resonating in my heart. What do I do next? How can I help?
What can you all do to help? Well, us specifically, somebody over there could put a piece of paper out on a table, and every single of you, 750 or however many people are there, could put their emails down so that you can keep in touch with us. And then as you read the emails, you can start praying for the myriad of things that that we need for God to do, or that we think that we're looking for God to do at this point. And so prayer obviously is a huge one. You guys can begin to rearranging your lives, rearranging your plans, to begin to take in the task, the world task. I know what that's like. I've been exactly in your position at Life Impact. I can say huge changes were made in my life. I guess it would have been about 4 years ago. At the exact same conference, and my life got pretty drastically rearranged. So I know what a lot of you are going through right now, and so all I can say is stick with that in faith, knowing that the struggles that lie ahead and the uncertainties that you have will be a worthwhile price to pay for the task that you're getting involved in. So pray, begin to change your life, rearrange it to get involved through going, through giving, through praying, through getting to know the people of the world that are right around you at your universities, and you can send us cookies. Kel's be in charge of getting you our address. So back to Aaron.
Okay, well, I tell you what, guys, can we pray for you now? Can we pray for you now?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Anything else? I think it's cookies. I think that ends it well.
Okay, well, would you guys, let's just all stand up. And as you're comfortable, if you want to pray out loud, however God leads you, but let's pray for our brothers, Ben and Aaron, and for God's glory to reverberate throughout the nations. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Ben and Aaron. And Lord, they put on their pants just like everyone else in this room. Lord, they're seeking to serve you, to follow the call that you've laid on their heart. And I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd protect them, you'd bless them, that you would open up a door to the Word, the hearts of the people that they live with. Lord God, raise up laborers to go and to invest their lives among the culture and the people, the nation where Ben and Aaron are as well. Lord God, keep us involved in these men. We know them, their friends, their family. Father, call us to pray, to give and to go, to be a support to brothers and sisters all over the world who are investing cross-culturally. Lord Jesus, we just pray that your will be done for your glory, for your renown. Amen. Thanks, guys.